Well, hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Hey, 你喜欢旅行吗? Do you like to travel? 还是你想到旅行就会很着急? Or does it make you worried or anxious to think about traveling? Our lesson is written by someone who loves to travel, and her name is Linda Chong. The name of our lesson is Make a Run for the Border. Make a run for the border. What does it mean to make a run for the border? We'll talk about that. And we'll find out what makes Linda nervous while traveling. So here's a question for you to find the answer to in the first reading of today's lesson. According to the lesson, what worries some travelers? What worries some travelers? Let's find the answer right now. Let's begin.
Make a run for the border. Be careful when crossing borders. When traveling between countries, we need to cross borders. It's often easy, but sometimes it can be frustrating or even frightening. During my travels, I've had a few memorable experiences at borders. Immigration worries some travelers. If your passport and visa are all in order, you should have no problem. However, if there are problems with your documents, the immigration process could become a nightmare. I am a citizen of two countries, so I have two different passports.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 immigration 这个不可数名词。 I-M 这个字首有进来的意思 M-I-G-R 这个字根有漂流的意思 所以 immigration 在这里是指移民入境处 或者是移民入境检查 例如 make sure you fill out the arrival card before you go through immigration 通过移民入境处之前要确定你填写了入境卡 immigration 也指移居或移民 例如 this country's rules limiting immigration have become stricter in recent years 最近几年这个国家移民的限制条例变得比较严格。接下来我们看的是 passport 跟 visa 这两个名词。passport 是指护照, 也就是由国民所属国家签发的。例如 I need to renew my passport. It will expire next month. 我需要申请更新我的护照, 它下个月就过期了。但是 visa 是指签证, 是由 要去的国家签发的。例如, do you want to apply for a single entry visa or multiple entry one? 你要申请单次入境的签证还是要多次入境的。Yeah,
so I only have one passport. Mm-hmm. How about you, Rebecca?
Well, I only have one passport as well.
Okay, so you're a citizen of the United States.
Yes, and you're a citizen of...
Also the United States.
Okay, great. So we're both citizens of the United States. We both have one passport.
Right, we're not dual citizens like Linda, who wrote today's lesson. Of course, she was writing about how she is a citizen of two countries, so she has different passports. Okay, well, we haven't started learning about any borders yet from her experience, but we will.
Yep, and today's lesson is called Make a Run for the Border. So we see that word border right at the beginning of our lesson. But before we continue talking about this, let's discuss the phrase make a run for something. This just means that you need to try to run somewhere very quickly. So let's say, for example, you're outside and it starts raining. Someone might yell, make a run for the car!
Oh, yes, that's mm-hmm. right. You're trying to get away from being in the rain. So usually the idea is that you're trying to escape something. You're running away from something or somebody as fast as you can. Let's make a run for it. That's what I often hear. Let's make a run for it. We need to get out of here. Maybe there are some dangerous dogs When you're hiking and all of a sudden they come out from nowhere and they start running after you, oh no, we should make a run for it. Let's get out of here.
Yes, or you could also say, make a run for the woods. Let's say that you are playing a game with some of your friends out in a grassy area. And, of course, the person who's trying to tag you is really close. You could say, make a run for the woods. But, of course, our lesson says, make a run for the border. Be careful when crossing borders. What does that mean? Be careful when crossing borders? Is there really a problem?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. Especially these days, borders are often in the news, right? Well, friends, we're learning about different kinds of borders. And actually, I think if you come back tomorrow, we'll learn more about how Linda and her friends had to make a run for the border. But for now, let's get into our lesson here. When traveling between countries, we need to cross borders. And that's true. Whenever I went down to visit Mexico, I would have to cross the Mexican border. And coming back, we would have to be in a long line of cars because people would be there to check to see if we had our passports to get back into the United States.
And our lesson says it's often easy, that is, it's often easy to cross borders, but sometimes it can be frustrating or even frightening. During my travels, I've had a few memorable experiences at borders. This sounds very interesting, and I believe we're going to learn about one of those experiences later.
Well, for now, she's talking about an experience that has to do with her passport and visa, right? We read on here, immigration worries some travelers. If your passport and visa are all in order, you should have no problem. But, hey, let's go back to that answer to the question that I asked you earlier. What worries some travelers? Of course, the answer is immigration worries some travelers. Now, Rebecca, when you go traveling, does immigration worry you?
It used to worry me because I used to be afraid that I was going to get stuck in those large crowds. And just what if they didn't let me pass? But I've actually done it several times over the last few years, and I haven't had any problems. So now I'm not as concerned about it.
Well, I like that you mentioned those large crowds because that's the idea that I get as well. You might get a picture like this in your minds. Friends, a lot of people waiting at immigration. And of course, there are a lot of official things you need to do when you go to visit another country, right? One of them is to go through immigration. Well, friends, immigration worries some travelers. If your passport and visa are all in order, you should have no problem. But what does it mean to be in order?
I'm glad you asked. Well, here in our lesson, this just means that you have all of your documents, the documents that you need. So you have your passport and you have your visa and you have them in your hand ready to use. Now, oftentimes when I hear the phrase in order, this makes me think of the kitchen. I do not like leaving my house if the kitchen is not in order. That means it's messy and there's dishes in the sink, dirty dishes.
All right, friends, that is a different usage, a different meaning of this phrase. If something is in order, it's organized, right? It's not messy. In our lesson, it really means to be in a state of readiness. You're prepared for something. So if you know someone who is going to go to jail, for example, he wants to make sure everything is in order for his family and other people he cares about before he goes off to jail so that they are ready to continue life. That's not a very positive example, but that's how you use this phrase. Well, friends, you notice that I'm wearing green pants. Do you think I should travel with my green pants? Do you think I should go green?
Looks like you are going green. Well, right now it's time for us to learn more about this word green in the
InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Jack.
And I'm Ken.
Today, we'd like to ask you this. What comes to mind when you hear the word green?
If you think about plants and trees and nature, you're on the right track.
More than just the color, the word green has now become synonymous with environmental protection and nature conservation. These days, if something is described as green, chances are it is something that benefits the environment.
Yes, for example, green technology is something that promotes the use of clean, renewable energy, such as wind, water, and solar energy.
Right. There are also green products, which are environmentally friendly. Things like wooden furniture, cloth napkins, or even LED light bulbs are considered green because they're either sustainable, energy efficient, or recyclable.
Okay, now there's an expression that directly relates to our topic, to go green. When someone goes green, he or she lives a lifestyle that helps protect the environment.
For example, if I decide to recycle more, save on water or electricity, or take public transportation rather than drive a car, I would be going green.
当你看到 green 这个字，你会想到什么？如果你想到植物、大自然，那你的方向就对了。因为 green 这个字常常带有环保的意味，像 green technology 绿色科技，一般就是指考虑到环境、能源以及生态永续发展的科技，像 solar energy 太阳能。另外 green product 绿色产品指的是对环境无害或有利于资源回收的产品，因此 green 在很多地方都已经跟环保画上等号。如果你 go green， 就表示你开始做一些有助于自然环境的行动，像资源回收或舍弃开车改搭大众运输工具。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次也再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning with a lesson called Make a Run for the Border. Now, do you ever get worried when you think about immigration? That is, when you get off the airplane and you come to the arrival immigration part of the airport, where you usually have to stand in a long line. It's a very official process. It makes a lot of people nervous. But if your passport and visa are all in order, it should be no problem. So is there going to be a problem with the author of our lesson today? She mentioned she has a passport for two different countries. Will this be a problem for her? Let's find out.
Make a run for the border. Once, when I was in Southeast Asia, I got stuck at a border because I used the wrong passport. I had no idea I needed a visa with that one. But lack of knowledge is no excuse. That was a first for me, being denied entry into a country. My travel plans had to completely change. Now, my heart always beats a little faster when I pass through immigration. I get nervous even if I know all my documents are in order.
Okay, 继续我们看 But lack of knowledge is no excuse 里面的 excuse 这个名词 excuse 是指借口、理由或者是托词。如果要说明什么事情的借口的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 Bobby ran out of excuses for his repetitive tardiness. Bobby 已经找不到理由解释他一再迟到的原因。或者是 there's no excuse for being violent in any situation. 在任何情况下都没有任何理由可以对人暴力相向。Excuse 也可以当动词，意思是为某件事找借口或理由。例如 having a cold doesn't excuse your delay in turning in your report.感冒不能成为你迟交报告的理由。最后我们看的是 deny 这个动词。deny 是指否定或否认。例如 the mayor denied all rumors about his involvement in the scandal. 市长否认他牵涉这张丑闻的所有传闻。Deny 后面也可以加上 that 子句，例如 the boy denied that he stole the bike and then started to cry。这个男孩否认自己偷了脚踏车，然后就哭了起来。他的名词是 denial，D-E-N-I-A-L。例如 the cancer patient is still in denial about his condition。这位病患仍然拒绝接受自己得到癌症的事实。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, friends, we're in the middle of a very interesting lesson called Make a Run for the Border, and we have a very special treat for you. We have the author of this lesson, Miss Linda Chung, here with us in the studio. So please welcome Miss Linda.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, Gabe. It's so great to be back on the program.
And we're so happy to have you.And we're excited to hear more about these exciting adventures that you had at the border.
Yeah, this sounds like a very interesting experience. So earlier we were just discussing how you have passports for different countries.
Yes, I have a passport for Jamaica and for America.
Okay, and so in the first section of our lesson, it seems like there was no problem so far. But here we're finding out about how you had a problem at the border.
Yes, it was actually the border between Cambodia and Thailand, and I was trying to get into Thailand. But I had entered on my Jamaican passport, and I didn't know that I needed a visa on that passport to get into Thailand.
Oh, yeah. And so then you got stuck at the border.
Yes, unfortunately.
They wouldn't let you enter the
country.
Now, is it border just like a line that separates Cambodia and Thailand, or is there like an area in between that is kind of safe for people from either?
At this particular border, there was a large space. So you had to, if you had to walk across, it would take you a little while.
Okay.
Because this was a larger border.
Uh-huh.
So it actually, that space you could call a no man's land where,
no man's land.
It doesn't belong to either country. And so if you're stuck there, you're really, it's like you're stuck in a place where that doesn't really belong to anyone.
Sounds kind of sad, actually.
And scary, actually.
And scary.
It could be scary.
Well, and you wrote here you had no idea that you needed a visa with your Jamaican passport, but that is no excuse.
Right, no excuse at all, because no matter how I tried to sweet-talk my way through, well, I actually didn't do that, or I didn't try to bribe them either.
You didn't try to give them candy or chocolate?
No, I thought about that afterwards. Maybe I should have tried that and might have worked. But no matter what, I couldn't get in.
Now, Linda, you used the phrase, I had no idea. Now, why did you choose to use this phrase?
Well, it's because I didn't have any thought that this could happen. Mm-hmm. I was completely puzzled when it did. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely had no idea that this could happen.
And friends, this is a good phrase to know. If you really don't know the answer to something, you could say this phrase, I have no idea. If someone asks, who did this? Or why did this happen? How did this happen? If you don't know, you could say,
I have no idea. Exactly. Well, continuing, we read, that was a first for me. A first for me. So this had never happened to you before.
Right. And so this was the first time that I had ever been denied entry into another country. And this particular experience was quite scary because it just made me feel confused because I didn't know what I should do next because my travel plans had to completely change.
Yeah, were you planning on seeing anybody in Thailand?
Yeah, I actually made plans with my friends in Thailand to go see them, and they were really excited, and I was really excited, so I was disappointed.
All right, well, this experience was a first for Linda. Now, that's a short way of saying it's the first time this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, if an event is the first experience for you, you could say just simply these two words.
Mm-hmm.
This was a first for me.
Right. And it could even either be a positive experience or a negative experience.
Exactly.
Well, continuing on, your travel plans completely changed. And now you say that your heart always beats a little faster when you pass through immigration. You get nervous? And even if all of your documents are in order.
Yes, I do. because, you know, because of this experience, it just makes me a little nervous whenever I go through immigration.
All right. Well, friends, make sure you have everything in order when you travel. But right now it is time for us to go to Twin Time.
Welcome back to Twin Time, everyone. We're so glad to see you again. I'm Serena. And I'm Christina. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. The words are nightmare, passport, man-made, and immigration. Here's the first sentence. My trip was a complete... My flight was delayed, and the airline lost my suitcase. Friends, do you know the answer? Correct! The answer is nightmare. My trip was a complete nightmare. My flight was delayed, and the airline lost my suitcase. That doesn't sound like a very pleasant experience. Exactly. That's why the trip was a nightmare. Friends, have you ever had an extremely unpleasant experience? If so, you can call that a nightmare. All right, let's move on to our next sentence. Williston Lake is one of the largest lakes in the world. Yeah. What do you think the answer is? Williston Lake is one of the largest man-made lakes in the world. That's right. Something that is man-made is not natural. Right. All right, are you ready for the last sentence? Okay, here we go. Her is valid for another 2 years. What is your answer? Excellent! Her passport is valid for another 2 years. When traveling to a different country, you need a passport to prove who you are and where you come from. I am an American, so I have an American passport. Well, friends, it looks like we are running out of time. Did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you all did a great job. Join us again on Twin Time.
So this adventure seems pretty interesting and scary. Was it the scariest time you had crossing borders?
Actually, it wasn't, but we'll find out more about that tomorrow.
So friends, make sure you join us again right here on Studio Classroom.